Good evening. This is August 10th, 2016, and welcome to the public participation section before the Common Council. We appreciate your involvement and responsible discussions. Everyone who is interested in signing up, we have them here. We'll look at that afterwards as well. We have a number of people who are speaking. We'd like to assure that we keep the time frame to 3 minutes so that everyone can get the opportunity to speak. We'd like to certainly keep it to as much as we can on business regarding, obviously, the city of New Britain here, as well as, obviously, the agenda, which is when most people usually come to speak. So I thank you very much. Please be courteous to your fellow citizens who are going to be speaking tonight. I will do the best I can to read handwriting, various handwriting, so I apologize if I don't pronounce everyone's names. We are beginning officially at 7:01. Homer White, please step forward. Yeah. Also, keep in mind that you should give us your address, your location, before you speak. Thank you.
My name is Homer White. I live on 36 Westwood Drive in New Britain, Connecticut. I am the chairman of the commissioners for the Water Board for the City of New Britain. I am here today to speak in favor of Honorable Aaron Stewart's desire to sell the Pattenbrook well to the City of New Britain. This well was part of an original plan by someone else to sell, and it has come back up again. The particular well has not been online with the City of New Britain since the late 70s. It was disconnected at the time it was leased to the City of Southington. The well was built in the 50s, and it's worn out. It would cost us, if we wanted to use it, over $1 million to actually start pulling water out of it again. That's what the City of Southington wants to spend to actually draw water out of the well. The Common Council voted several years ago not to sell the well, even though the Democratic majority leader at that time did vote for it. Southington approached us again this year about purchasing the well. The well, at its best, would produce maybe 1 million gallons of water a day. The well is worn out. If we tried to pull that much water out of it now, it would collapse and have to be completely rebuilt. Since the well was originally drilled, the City of New Britain has obtained several other reservoir and ponds to supplement any water that might be lost from that well, even though we haven't used it in over 35 years.
Excuse me. Can we please have some order? I most appreciate the order. If we have to clear the room, we don't want to do it. We want people to be able to speak and keep to say their mind. Everyone's going to get it. Everyone, excuse me. Please, can we try to keep a modicum of our language for one? Second of all, we can be respectful. We're here. Everyone is going to get a chance to speak. No one's kicking anybody out. But we need to stay within a 3-minute time limit so that everyone can. So I encourage you, please. I don't want to have to, as chair for the public participation, have to clear the room because that can't happen. We don't want that to happen. There's no need for that. Everyone has a right and a responsibility to speak on any portion or any side of the issue. No, his statement has been held until I determine how long the 3 minutes will be. Thank you very much. We'll go ahead, Mr. White, and we'll give you about another minute and 10 seconds. Thank you very much, Mr. Clerk.
The City of New Britain owns 6 reservoirs, 2 well fields, and 1 pond station, which can provide almost 13 million gallons of water a day. We use about 10 million right now, including what we sell to Kensington, Berlin, and Southington. The city also has an agreement with Hartford to purchase another 5 million gallons per day if needed in the time of a drought. We don't need the well. The well would cost $1 million to actually produce water again. And I'm supporting, and so is the Water Board Commissioner, supporting the sale of this well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Efren Rosado.
Thank you so much, folks, and good evening. I'm going to try to make this as brief as possible. The well, as...
See if we could just let us know your address, please. Your name and address, please.
Efren Rosado, 23 Edward Drive, New Britain, Connecticut.
Thank you.
45 years in New Britain, living there. So, anyway, so the well has been disconnected from 1979, and after 37 years, so that means that we have not used it. The city of New Britain has not used it for 37 years. That's a long time. So after 37 years, the likelihood that this well will ever be restored again to disconnect to the city is remote. Matter of fact, any reasonable person thinking that that can be done is totally out of his or her mind. So we were fortunate that for a period of time, the town of Southington found use for the well, and up until 2 years ago, it paid a relatively good fee for its usage. But that lease ended 2 years ago. So since then, the brook, the Patton Brook, the well, has been unproductive and idle. So the argument that the Patton Well Brook is an asset is ludicrous. For anyone to believe that, even the council, we are being delusional or, what can we say, in denial. So, and for those of you on the Common Council, which I read on the media, who are looking for other options of what to do with the well, let's be realistic. There are only three options. Option number one is leave the well alone and unproductive and let it dilapidate, because that's what will happen. As the saying goes, if you don't use it, you lose it. So what are we going to do with it? Option number two is let's spend $1 million and restore it to the system, which will not give us any substantial benefit. Matter of fact, the benefit ratio of the cost to the benefit, it cannot even be compared. It would be a financial disaster if we were to go that way. But we'll visit that again in a couple of minutes. So option number one of not doing anything does not make sense. So this is the litmus test that I want you, council, to consider. Are you willing to support spending $1 million to restore and reconnect that well back into our system? If that's the option that you want to go, I'll go with it. However, remember that the benefit to cost ratio is ridiculous. I don't think it's acceptable. And as our chairman, Homer, of the Board of Water Commissioners just stated, twice the Board of Water Commissioners, which is composed of both Republicans and Democrats, have unanimously supported this decision. It's not a foolish one. Don't let anybody fool you.
Thank you, Mr. Rosado, and I'd hate to cut you off. You did. You did 3 minutes and about 10 seconds. It's just that we would like to, we allow people overflow to tie up their comments, but we don't want people to go extensively on, and we've had some folks who do that on a regular basis, so let's try to keep it within that time. Adamo Rosario?
Almost pronounced it right.
Adamel?
Good job.
Adamel?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
My apologies, sir.
My name is Adamel Rosario, 118 Black Rock Avenue. I grew up in Mount Pleasant, 149 Richard Street. I heard about this recently, and I just was in shock that you guys would actually sell our water. I don't have a script. I don't have nothing written down like those two other guys. I'm speaking from the heart. I'm speaking from my kids' kids, and all these people's kids' kids. We got generations that depend on this. I'm pretty sure that this well supplies some type of income for the city of New Britain. This is New Britain. This is hard-hitting New Britain. Why would you give out our stuff? This is our water. This is a well that we can utilize. Spend a little money. You guys are spending millions of dollars on a police station. Spend a couple million dollars on our water. Like, what's going on, you know? like that's all I have to say. You know, I said my part. Thank you guys. You know, all you guys, hold it down, man. This art, this is art.
Thank you. You can't send your time to anybody else, though. I apologize.
Nobody wrote that for me, you know?
Well spoken, sir. Thank you. Jordan Benitez.
I am Jordan Benitez, and I live in 64 Collins Street, New Britain, Connecticut. My name is Jordan Benitez. I am 11 years old, and I live in New Britain. Born and raised hard-hitting. I'm here today because I'm worried about the deal to sell one of our wells. If this deal goes through, it will have an unknowingly and potential severe impact on my generation and future generations of New Britain. This is a bad deal. Unlike Flint, Michigan, Southington, and Philadelphia, and other places, New Britain has some of the best water around. We are so lucky to have a clean and abundant water supply. Why would we jeopardize this gold mine? One of the reasons we have good water is due to lots of planning, wisdom, and foresight by past generations of city leaders. This is a bad deal. The wells may be broken, but find another way to pay for fixing them. I beg you think about me, my generations, and future generations of this city when making critical decisions that cannot be undone. Just say no. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for being a fine role model for the rest of the speakers. We appreciate it. Peter Craig.
I'm Peter Craig. I live at 29 Cambridge Street in New Britain. What bothers me about this is this trend in public policy of turning assets that belong to a city and to the people of the city to private corporations. And they often turn out to be less wonderful stewards of the land and the assets that they receive than we might hope. I think everybody has noticed this. And also, we also find that things that have been promised for down the line, those promises can go awry very quickly. I mean, something about a baseball team. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just recently. Anyway, that's what bothers me most about this, is the idea that assets like that should be for sale to corporations that may not use them as wisely as we want down the line and bill us for the cleanup later on. Because if people might remember that quarrying and blasting is not the most environmentally friendly things to do. I have one other point to make. Everybody knows what this is. This is our water quality report, right? Okay, this is nice that they do this. There's a huge question on this for me. They list the regulated substances. They list the range that those can fall into. These are things that are not good for you to be drinking. They say the amount detected and the range that's allowable. Strangely enough, the amounts detected all match the highest numbers in the range. Now that seems like about the chance of me winning the Powerball. I'd love to have somebody explain to me how that little coincidence takes place. If anybody knows the answer to that, and it's something as innocent as it may be, I'd love to hear about it, because I'm highly suspicious when things line up so exactly. If in a scientific measurement, they just don't happen that way. So, thank you.
Thank you. Sandra Jimenez.
Good evening, and thank you for having me. My name is Sandra Jimenez. I live at 339 Chestnut Street. I rent, but my parents owned a home for 39 years in New Britain. My father was the Commissioner for Veterans Affairs in New Britain, and they now live in Florida. Reasons of because of the changes going on in New Britain. I don't agree with this. I think New Britain has, and we all know, the best water supply in the country, not even in Connecticut, in the country. And all of a sudden, now we're hearing that our water supply is dilapidated, this is going on. Why didn't Why wasn't this made of news before? Why are we hearing about it now when you want to sell it? So maybe you could have given people an opportunity to think about it. Then they know, okay, this is going on. But no, we're being told now that this is dilapidated. It's going to cost millions of dollars to do this, this, and that. Well, that's why people say it's BS and don't believe it, because it happens all of a sudden. You should have been letting people, making people aware of what's going on with our wells at the time it was going on for the past few years. A lot of people here didn't know that we didn't use that water supply. Why not? Put that in the report. You don't do that, so you surprise people. Sometimes the element of surprise is good, but sometimes, like in this case, it's really bad. And that's why people are receiving it the way that you're giving it to them. And people don't understand the way that you receive something, the way you give something, it's how you're going to receive it. And you may not like that, but you are the cause. You made people feel the way that we all feel. I am surprised that there aren't many other homeowners here. It affects them. Right now, we get charged supplier fees for electricity, for gas. I pay more in supplier fees than I use in my electricity, which is a daggone shame. Yeah, I don't get it. If I'm spending $64 on lights, why are you charging me $130 in supplier fees? You're not letting me live. And I make good money. And I find it very hard. I'm a single parent to live, to still supply and give my kids the life I want to give them. Why? Because now, like cable, it's a utility. It's not even fun anymore to have cable. Like, who wants it? And that's what people got to understand. And I don't have a script either. It's emotional. It's part of the hard hitting in me that I was raised with that makes me a strong individual, that puts life in me. My city, we can always depend on everybody in New Britain. Everybody, anybody I meet, I could depend on them for anything. I don't have to see them in years. Why? Because we're family here. And by you wanting to just sell something that we weren't made aware that wasn't any of any use is sad. It really is, and I wish you guys would really think about it, because spending $1 million on something is a drop in a bucket to what can happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Anita Caballo. Anita Caballo. If I mispronounce it, I apologize. Okay. Robert Mathis.
Robert Mathis, 215 Worcester Street here in New Britain. I've spoken to the committee twice. I was amazed to see that your decision to bring as a subcommittee this subject before the full council tonight was misrepresented by the local paper intentionally. You were to bring it here as a neutral recommendation. The paper published it that you were coming in with a positive approval of it. One lie right there. That's very upsetting that you make a decision and then none of you have the courage to tell the newspaper to correct it. So what else are you doing behind the scenes where we are not aware of decisions that are being made that are falsely being presented to the public?
Yes, absolutely.
That neutral recommendation was taken into consideration that there should be an appraisal of the well by a neutral party, not determined by the water board or others to say, well, it was 1.3 million 7 years ago, now it's going to be $1 million, we'll sell it to them. I've also heard that the value of the well and its productivity would actually be producing $1.6 million of water per year. So you're selling it for less than the value of 1 year's supply of that, quote, meager little well that is no longer being used, except it was leased by Southington. It seems that our council, our mayor, is selling off property. Yeah, where is she? Selling off property that we have owned and leased out to Southington at a bargain rate We also, in the paper today, see that we are losing Stanley jobs. Yep, exactly. 200 jobs is going to Southington. Is this council representing New Britain, or are you representing Southington? Okay. What also is disturbing, looking down the road, is that we have Tilcon that is eating up our watershed property that was feeding water into the Shuttle Metal Reservoir. It's drying up. We're dependent upon water that's coming from Wolcott and Burlington reservoirs that are also running low. There are two pipelines that run right next to the Shuttle Metal Reservoir that are passing by Patton Brook Well, within feet and inches. If you sell it to Southington and they break it, they own it. We are out of a major supply of water coming in from Wolcott. Two 20-inch pipelines of water that come in to fill our reservoir. Consider what you're doing, get an appraisal, and don't give the town assets to Southington for next to nothing and lose more jobs with your high millage rate. Thank you.
Thank you. Alexander Rodriguez.
Hello, my name is Alexander Rodriguez. I'm from 195 Abbotsford, West Hartford, Connecticut. When I heard of the proposed sale of the well to Southington, and also this behind the scenes deal with Tilcon Mining Company going on, I was outraged. I'm not a resident of New Britain, but I am a member of Save Our Water Connecticut, and I will call out any injustice when the future of our water isn't considered. We are not keeping into consideration the future generations of children. We are not keeping into consideration the future generations of children with this proposed deal with Tilcon Mining Company. Just a whole bunch of trees, whole bunch of animals, homes are going to be taken out, all for the sake of for-profit organizations. We saw this same kind of deal in Bloomfield with their utter lack of transparency to their residents. We cannot afford to keep selling land without a lack of transparency to the people and thinking about long-term investments rather than short-term investments. You can't just pocket it right here and not think of the future. We have to save our water supply. We have to conserve it. We cannot make deals with these for-profit companies such as Tilcon and Niagara Bottling. And with that, I yield.
Thank you. Scott Robbins.
How you doing? Everybody can hear me. I'm going to be brief and concise because I got 3 minutes.
Excuse me, sir. Can you please mention your name and your address?
My name is Scott Robbins. My address is 98 Grove Street. I'm originally from Hartford.
Thank you.
I've been a child care provider out here for about 10, 11 years. I'm not very knowledgeable on the extent of the water proposal. However, from some of the ones, some of the things that I've seen out here, regarding the, for one thing, as far as taxes is concerned, taxes increase constantly for various reasons. I haven't seen much improvement in the education system or the schools. Also listening to some of the previous people speaking, I see that some of us are not very engaged or don't seem very concerned about the issues except for the financial gain. You know, and that's pretty sad that we put a dollar amount on natural resource that can be renewed. Excuse me. I think that we need to reevaluate some of the things that are going on within the city of New Britain. I don't feel that putting bricks on the street is increasing anything besides visual or a visual appeasement. The half of the buildings out here are abandoned, been desolate, abandoned and vacant for years. I don't know what's being done about that. I don't agree with it, and I think it's pretty sad, to be honest with you. The kids, this youngster right here, he made a good point. The city of New Britain needs to reevaluate its practices and start putting money where it's needed, especially in education in the school system primarily. I think that this proposal, like, again, I'm not very knowledgeable about it in detail, but I think that some work needs to be done. Definitely needs to be done. The current conditions of the city right now, if you look out, it's no secret. Everybody can see it. You know, jobs are sparse, taxes increase, lack of decent jobs. Most people in here work paycheck to paycheck, having struggle to pay bills, put food on the table, and it's like we're being milked and milked and milked. When you know, when's it gonna stop?
Thank you, sir. Cassandra Guzman.
Hi there. Hi, my name is Cassandra Guzman. I live at 46 Gladden Street. I'm here today to stand with my fellow Nabritsky family. Our water may not be contaminated today or tomorrow or even a year from now, but do we really want to take that chance? I surely don't. I have three young boys, and the possibility that the mining could possibly affect my children's future or their children's future is a scary thought. I don't gamble with chance, which is why I'm here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Maria Rosiello? Is this Maria?
Yes. My name is Maria Rosiello. I'm at 46 Gladden Street in New Britain. So I just urge the leasing of the land not to happen. It's easy to make promises, but we all know that promises aren't necessarily kept. My worry is that even if there were guidelines and protocols in place, you still can't account for everything. And it's really not a guarantee that our land won't be contaminated in the end. Big companies, no matter, you know, what their names tend to be, always look at what their bottom line is and not what's best for the town or its residents. It's a business after all, and if there were no money to be made, there wouldn't be any mining done. So, thank you.
Thank you. Susan Brudney.
Hello, my name is Susan Brudney. I live at 292 Linwood Street. First of all, I don't buy this excuse you're saying that this well isn't being used. And if it's not being used, then why does Southington want it so badly? If it's going to cost $1 million to fix it, and Aaron wants to sell it for $1.3 million, that money will be gone in 10 years. And that's no, we can't lease it anymore and get any more income. Southington can well afford to give New Britain $106,000 rather than New Britain give Southington $106,000. And what the gentleman was, who had a lot of knowledge earlier about the pipes nearby, that we're getting water from Wolcott and Burlington, why would we seriously want to go to another town for more water when we have our own water here, which is supposed to be the top, at one time, eighth best water sources in the country? It seems that there's a lot of deception going on here. Aaron had the nerve to ignore the Water Council and the quality and the environmental of quality control, that council, they gave her, she gave four engineering companies. She already had given 6 days before, when they passed it on June 23rd, she'd already given Leonard Engineering the contract on June 17th. Then she turns around and doesn't give these two council state commissions the paperwork for it, and then she's astounded or amazed when it's not passed. They use, like Paul Zagorski wrote in his letters to the editor, they used a feasibility study instead of doing an environmental study on how this whole area is going to be affected. It's the rock formations, it's the our natural aquifers, it's the people who live in the neighborhood are experiencing many earthquakes already from when they feel the blasting nearby. It's the coyotes and the bear and the fox that are coming out of the woods, and then you wonder why they're down in Lowe's parking lot. I mean, I am truly astounded, Mr. Salerno, that you would turn on us, and I thought you were at least a New Britain person. I consider you a traitor. Your sister asked you, do not sell our water. And you're doing it anyway. Because you are a registered Democrat, but you will do anything that Aaron Stewart says to get political recognition. I don't know what your thing is, but all I know is that we need to protect our water in New Britain, and we do not need to go to Bristol or any other place to get it. And as far as Tilcon processing their water through their mining and washing at the Shuttle Meadow, seriously? You could already see how far back that cliff is cut into when you're driving down 84 West. And coming back from Plainville on 72. So it's right in front of our eyes. I remember how those cliffs looked 40 years ago, and I know what they look like now. And I hate to see what happens if you try to dig it in. And why is Aaron Stewart so into Tilcon? Because you know why? She wants to run for governor in a few years. And Tilcon's got a lot of money, don't they?
Thank you. Jose Beltran.
How you guys doing? Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Jose Beltran. I reside at 428 Chestnut Street. We are very prideful residents, as you can see. We've had these principles drilled into our minds. We had the Rockcast, that was a family brand. They're gone. We had such a wonderful water supply, and now you're talking about moving it away. Now let's get to the facts here. Why would you want to get rid of a potential an asset and then talk about bringing in or outsourcing water from another place when we already have the means to do it ourselves? Now, when it goes to talk about these deals and these contracts, you have to understand, people, that they already get made beforehand before these town and city meetings. They're backdoor meetings. And I'm not, no disrespect to any of you fine people, but that's the reality of what goes on. Another thing, I wanted to bring in, a similar situation happened in Flint, Michigan. They sold their water knowing that the water supply that they were going to use was already tainted, and they sold their water to Nestle. And the people in Flint, Michigan are feeling it now because the water that they started to use was tainted, and now they're disease-ridden. People are dying, babies. They have all types of rashes from the water, and this can go on. And nothing's being done over there. So what do you think is going to happen over here when our water gets sold? Exactly. There are a lot of unforeseen things that are going to happen as far as killing off wildlife. And this is a point I want to make, too. My grandmother is already thinking about if they sell it, she's going to – they're talking about selling the house. Those are unforeseen things that you guys don't see. That neighborhood back there is beautiful. I'd love to go back there and visit my grandmother because it's beautiful. The nature is so – I don't know. It's just awesome back there. Now, if you're talking about selling this stuff, selling this water supply – when there's no need for it, it's a potential asset. It's like New Britain gets rid of potential assets on a regular basis. Like the gentleman said, those nice pretty bricks out there in the street do nothing, absolutely nothing for us. There are vacant lots everywhere. There are communities that get catered to in New Britain. Let's be real, too. There are communities that get catered to in New Britain. I unfortunately come from communities that don't get catered to.
Please let the speaker speak one at a time, please. Thank you
for the point. I just think it's silly. We're very prideful residents. It's like living in New Britain is like a brand for me because everywhere else in Connecticut, they know us. Even across the country, they know us as hard-hitting. It's very prideful. So you're getting rid of things that make us prideful.
Thank you. John McNamara. Can we please try to keep our comments to ourselves? If you'd like to sign up, you're more than welcome to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Salerno. John McNamara, 56 Brighton Street. I'm here to urge a no vote on the sale of Patton Brook Well at the price of $1 million tonight. I attended the committee meeting and want to remind the council that I think Alderman Sanders hit it on the head. We need to know what the value of the well is before we sell it for $1 million. And I think there's some baseline information that Mayor Stewart, the council, and even me agree that it does produce 1.2 million or more gallons a day from that aquifer. It is unused by the city at this time, but it is part, an important part of our reserve system. And it is, it was purchased, as we heard, for $7,000 by some city leaders with foresight in 1949. And I think to sell the well, particularly at this price, is unwise. The other point is it's a recurring source of revenue. At a discount, it was given to Southington, the community, with probably a median income of upwards of $60,000 or $70,000. And they can afford to lease it to us probably at a higher price, or we can lease it to them at a higher price. In a financially distressed city like New Britain with a median income of half that much. So we have to watch out for our taxpayers before we sell any water assets. The other point I'd ask you to consider in assessing the value of the well and how undervalued $1 million is that I said 1.2 million gallons per day. And in terms of what the MDC would charge ratepayers for that, it's about $1.5 million because of what's in the aquifer. The Connecticut Water Company would charge ratepayers $4 million for access to that natural water source, two companies in Connecticut. So I think it's clear from the testimony you've heard, and if you've done your due diligence, you have to come to the conclusion that this well is worth more than $1 million. And it's an important source of revenue for New Britain to hold on to. I hate to say this word, but I'm insulted to hear from the other side of this podium about a walking tour of the small acreage and the pump station, and comparing a small acreage and a pump station as that's all it's worth. As the mayor said, it has no value to the city now. When we all know the value is underneath the ground in the aquifer, that represents what the true value of it is. So if you use common sense, you need to say no. Thank you.
Thank you. Don Crockett.
Good evening. My name is Don Crockett. I live at 195 Hartford Road. I'd like to bring up a topic from the last committee meeting where Alderman Carlozzi was trying to understand why the representatives from Southington Water Company were not at the previous meeting, and they couldn't quite figure out what story to tell. And Alderman Carlozzi was trying to get to their veracity. And Alderman Schmedley objected to that. He thought that there wasn't anything important in what Mr.
Carlozzi was doing as far as people lying to the residents of New Britain in their testimony, not just to you, but to all residents in New Britain. And so what's amazing is that after that accusation, Mr. Carlozzi then tried to get at why was Southington dropping their lease. And let me give you, and the chairman of Southington Water Company said that it was because the lease rate kept going up. And unfortunately, he's not here to defend himself, but luckily, I have his recording that I am going to play now. So, in fact, the lease stayed at $107,000 approximately from 2007 to 2013 when they ended the lease. And here's Chairman Berkmo's explanation.
It's about $1.8 million in leasing fees. It came to a point where we didn't want to lease it anymore. We had to do something else. The lease was going up. It was going to go up almost exponentially. It was increasing every year and a little bit greater every year that was presented to us. And we had to make a decision to do something else.
So there. So not only was he charged with veracity, you know, he just can't not lie. You know, because the thing is, he doesn't have a good reason that he can state as far as why the lease was dropped, because they're dropping it because they want to force a sale. And then when they're asked, why is it $1 million instead of 1.3? Oh, we're poor. We've invested all this capital money into improving our system. And this is median income of New Britain, $35,000. Medium household income, Southington, $94,000. Mill rate in New Britain, 50.50. Mill rate in Southington, 29.64. Why are we subsidizing Southington? They're improving their assets, and this is what we get. Stanley is taking their jobs to Southington. I want to see some hard-hitting New Britain people here and stand up for the rights of New Britain residents and think about the future, because 12.64 median safe yield.
Mr. Crockett.
There's an estimate in 50 years that New Britain's demand will be at 12 million gallons a day.
Would you please continue? Thank you very much. Everyone else has been fine. Bill Ostapchuk.
Good evening. Bill Ostapchuk, 24 Forest Street, New Britain, Connecticut. A business principle is to sell dear and buy cheap. Mr. Bly's predecessor said there's 1.2 million gallons of water daily at Patton Brook. In 2014, the town of Southington admitted the federal government who was pumping 750 gallons a minute directly into its system. That's over 1 million gallons a day. New Britain residents pay a user fee of $2.78 per 100 cubic feet. $1 million price will bring us $1.71 per 100 cubic feet. Southington residents will pay $2.95 per 100 cubic feet. A million two gallons brings $1.6 million annually. To Southington, it's $1.7 million. A vote to approve sale this evening says that this council believes that New Britain residents should pay more for its water than we're willing to sell it for. A vote to approve says that we're willing to sell a city asset for less than its value when you raised our taxes this year. What's really confusing to me still is Southington in 2014 submitted that grant authorization to the federal government, including $1.5 million to incorporate Patton Brook into its water system, and it said it will buy it outright. We just heard why. And they adjusted their consumption figures, okay, to make it look like they needed it, when they admitted to the federal government that they had serious problems and could not supply the water needs of their community. A vote to sell, therefore, fulfills Southington's expectations to buy the well outright at our loss. One thing is clear. Water is transparent even in a drought. A mirage is an illusion. Thank you.
Steve Chadnicki.
Good evening. My name is Steve Chadnicki, 179 Greenwood Street, New Britain, Connecticut. Good evening. Water is one of our greatest assets for every human being on this earth. For us to give up this asset like we're talking about is absurd. Not only what I have learned tonight about the pipelines near Pattonbrook, I did not know about that, possibly being under the construction, being damaged when they go to fix this well. Is it something I didn't know about that could be damaged? The first two gentlemen that talked obviously worked for the water department. I mean, that could be more clear to me. Talked about, and I'm not a mathematician or anything, that we use 10 million gallons a day, and we have the capabilities of 13 million. We're running at 76%. It's pretty close to being too close for comfort for me. We're running 9 inches lower than normal. Who knows what the next 2 years of drought is going to bring? Look at California. They sold their water rights to Nestle, and now they're using water balls pouring on top of their thing to save water from drying up. And then you're talking about blowing up. Tilcon's talking about demolition and demolition and blowing up stuff and contaminating water. What's going to happen? What's going to happen in 2 to 3 years with more demolition going on there? The weather, what it is? Too many factors. I'm too much going on. I'm not into it. I'm very concerned about Tilcon. What's going on there? That place is beautiful. I love driving my bike by there. I love going by there. The orchards, it's just beautiful. And there's too many things that can go wrong. And then the price, I know we were leasing it to them for $100,000 a year. Even if we didn't do anything with it and let it sit there, in 5 years from now, that water will still be there. The aquifers, I know when they were doing construction in Plainville, those aquifers were being damaged by all the construction that was going on. And it's all tied in together. Water is a very, very important, and we cannot let this go. Thank you.
Thank you. John Christopic.
John Christopic. 292 Linwood Street, New Britain, Connecticut. Water. In the future, wars will be waged over water. A little history. 1975, the town of Berlin, without our permission, drilled test wells in our back property and our neighbors, and they discovered an aquifer. The Christopic family, the Wicklund family, the Wilcox family, and the Bacon family. This is where the aquifer laid. The town of Berlin condemned that land so they could secure the water rights. It is presently Bicentennial Park. In 1976, because of a federal grant, they named that property Bicentennial Park after condemning it and taking it from its rightful owners because it had an aquifer under it. We got screwed. I don't want to see the city of New Britain get screwed. I live in New Britain now. I hope you realize that. Thank you.
Thank you. Annette Velez. Annette Velez. As is our... Hold on 1 second, please. Okay, I'll allow you to do that in a moment. I want to make some comments about how we do this. Usually we have people who do who have signed up, and we ask everyone in the audience if anyone who is interested in also continuing to make some comments before public participation. I'll take them one by one. Raise your hand. I can find that way. I know everyone is interested. Go ahead. Thank you. You're welcome.
It's pretty simple for me.
Can you please state your name and your
address,
please?
My name is Madeline Figueroa. I live at 75 Sylvan Road in New Britain, Connecticut. This is my second home that I purchased here. We have a long history here in New Britain. My family, we're Ortiz and Beltran. Friends, you guys can all stand. Show your support. These are the people that we were able to just get together in 24 hours. I guarantee you we can get more in the next 48 hours. This situation is serious to us, and we're going to take a stand. Wilfredo, you know us. My mother, Teresa Ortiz, started the Spanish-speaking center in New Britain. Olga Hepsiaco is my mother-in-law. We've done a lot of work here. We haven't been involved for a while, but this can't happen. We can't keep on pushing our natural wildlife out, selling our souls to the devil. New Britain isn't for sale. It's not. It's not. $1 million? You're going to sell a natural resource for $1 million? Shame on you. Whoever votes for this, shame on you. And Stewart, she wants to become the governor? I guarantee you, we'll make sure she won't even be elected next time. That serious. That's serious, okay? Governor, it's not going to happen. It's time to stop this greedy, consumerist, commercial society that we live in. I'm sick and tired of seeing our natural wildlife displaced. I'm sick and tired of seeing what Mayor Stewart is doing, throwing chump change to minorities. It's not going to happen anymore. We're sick and tired of it, and we're going to spread the word. This just started. It's just begun.
Just found out. That's all.
Thank you. Does anyone else like to speak before the Common Council for public participation? Yes.
Good evening. I'm Bill Shortell. I live on 947 West Main Street. And I just want to thank all the group here. I'm very impressed with the eloquence in this room, the passion in this room. I'm the chairman of the Democratic Party here in New Britain. Our party passed a resolution to oppose the sale of the well. We're in favor of renegotiating the lease with Southington at a higher level. They can afford to pay more. That water is worth more. We think that if we don't sell it, that Southington will come around and lease it, and then we'll be making money off it instead of losing money by selling it.
We'll control it.
That's excuse right. me, can we please keep it to ourselves? We have to allow speakers to speak. It's been a lot of unnecessary outbursts. Thank you.
I just have one more thing to say. I would like to stay in touch with a lot of the articulate people in this room. We have a growing email list for the New Britain Democratic Party to keep people in touch, to let them know of things like this that are going on. I'm going to stand over by the door. Anybody wants to get on our email list, give it to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Woo! Thank you. Woo! Anyone else would like to speak for public participation? She raised her hand. I didn't see you coming in. Sorry. Please, no, this next, you can be next. Just, okay, hold on. Thank you.
Hi. I wasn't going to speak, but here I am. My name is Norma Rios. I reside at 309 Stanley Street. I'm a little nervous. And I just found out about this, like Madeline said, the awareness. But I'm a little appalled that there's not more people here. I think there should be more people here supporting this water supply. But as far as the water goes, I've been in New Britain for my whole life, 51 years. And I think it's an outrage. And whoever votes on this, like Madeline said, shame on you guys. Thank you.
I'm sorry. In the back. Come on forward, please. Just if you raise your hand, then I can see you. I can't. I apologize, Ms. Kloss. If you're people just walking around, we're not sure who wants to speak or not. Go right ahead. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Sandra Navarro, and I've been a lifelong resident of New Britain. I've lived on 199 Yancey Road my whole life. I reside now on the east side, and I think I have my fair share of, you know, just embracing the whole entire town atmosphere and seeing how much money could have been just put towards this well, towards the reservoir, towards the animals that just keep coming into our town, thinking that it was still theirs. That's what I would assume. It's hard for me to think to even explain this later on to my daughter and to my grandkids when they come to me the same way I did when I saw Plainville tear down all the forest just for Loews Theater, a theater that's overpriced for us. Everything else in that whole entire plaza is overpriced. It's not well budget for the community that's in our surrounding towns. We're going to end up having to go somewhere in a slummier ville, even though Southington automatically thinks of us as the slums, yet they want to take everything from us and think they're automatically better than us. What are we going to do when all the animals end up having nowhere to go? When that whole entire quarry of the mountain just ends up just going down, 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 and then we have nowhere else to hike, nowhere else to see any beautiful birds, which we have in our whole entire backyard in those mountains. The deers, the amazing atmosphere to see the deers, to see them come when they used to come down my street on 190 AC Road. How they got past 84, I do not know, but they came in my yard. Turkeys came in my yard. I couldn't believe it. The fact that we had all these wildlife animals to think that they're just getting pushed out, even more some, because we need more, like, money. We need more stuff to put on the roads, yet the roads still are, they're bumpy as ever. The same bumpy roads that my grandfather used to complain about his whole life when he was living. Yet there's no progress in New Britain except getting rid of more trees, which are not even be planted back. Like, the whole entire, like, out front, it looks ridiculous. Yet the same people that were making it so sore still come back, no problem. They're still around. It's not like you made such a difference in just telling us that everything was going to be okay by just making this new plan up. And I think that is outrageous, and I think that we should start thinking about more or less how when we were kids and how we felt when, oh, we don't want to step on an ant. Or, oh, we don't want to throw trash out. Or how we're telling our kids to conserve. Don't brush your teeth longer. Save the water. How are we going to save the water if we're getting rid of it? How are we going to go ask for some more if we don't even have our own in our own backyard anymore? How are we going to appreciate anything anymore if we're getting rid of it? How are we going to appreciate it all? If we have more buildings up, more buildings, and that's it. No more trees, no more birds, no nothing. Say bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Ms. Navarro, could you state your address, please? Ms. Navarro, I didn't get you. You said you lived on the east side. I want to get your address. You formerly lived at 199 Nancy
889
Road.
889 East Street.
Thank you.
I continue to live here in New Britain.
Thank you very much.
For the better change. Thank
okay.
you. Rosemary Klotz, 95 Harrison Street. I hadn't planned to speak tonight, but I have to say something. When I see our public officials selling off assets, I feel like this should not be a political issue. This is about public assets owned by the people of New Britain. And public officials are supposed to be stewards. And what we need is stewardship, not stewardship.
Go ahead. We'll go ahead. We'll get everybody.
Good evening. My name is Alexandros Valiantis. I reside at 215 Roxbury Road. To begin with, I'd like to say I'm really proud of everybody who's here. This is what democracy is about, us being active citizens. This is what civic engagement is about. This is a first step. All right? Let's not let this end here. Continue with this. To continue, look at what's going on with global climate change. This is not something we can deny. 2015 was the highest year on record. It will continue to get worse. Selling an asset off for $1 million just for profit is not going to help us down the road. There's going to be serious consequences coming up, and that's the reality that we live in a society. Now, the definition of public servant is to serve the people. I understand you guys' job's not easy. I myself want to go into the public service. I fully understand that. But you guys have to think about the future. You have to think about the issues that we're going to be facing coming up. Just look at this election. Look at what it's done to our country. We have a lot coming up and a lot we have to deal with. You can't get rid of something like this when down the road we very well may need to go to this resource as our reserves. We can't forget about that. We can't look at just profit. We have to look at what's best for the people, what's best for the community. I'd like to see an example of one mining community that has benefited off of it. Because you can't show me that. No place that there's been mining, especially mountaintop mining, has come out better afterwards. The water gets contaminated. The wildlife dies out. We've already killed off almost 60% of wildlife in the entire world. Are we really going to keep going down this road? Is that wise? You guys have to look out for our best interests. And we will fully support you if you do that. But if you don't, and you're looking for election money to keep running, I guarantee you're not going to get the votes for it to matter anyway. What Bernie Sanders has showed us this past election is that you don't need corporate money anymore. You serve the people right, we will publicly fund your reelection. That's not a question. But that means you have to do us right. And I'd just like to end with that, and thank you guys.
Never discourage you from running for public office, sir.
I run a hell of a campaign.
Can, yes, it's cool.
Hi, my name is Alicia Sanders. Hey, Dad. So I live at 104 Harrison Street in New Britain. I've lived here my entire life. This is actually my first meeting. Didn't really plan on speaking. And while I understand that that New Britain is not currently using the well, what I don't understand is how it's not fully functional, it'll cost so much money to fix, when it was in use 2 years ago before the lease ended. So what happened in the last 2 years to make the well unusable? The selling of the well of a New Britain asset for $1 million will be pointless in 10 years since we were currently charging $100,000 per year. This well is a source of income from New Britain long term and shouldn't be treated as a way to get $1 million really quickly, especially since we could use that asset in the future, and we acquired that asset for a reason. So to sell it off doesn't really make sense to me. Thank you.
Thank you. As long as I see your hand, we'll get to everyone.
Good evening. My name is Lisa Liu, and I live at 63 Bassett Street. I've lived here in New Britain for a lot longer than I originally planned to after graduating from CCSU. My husband and I do a lot, or we try to do a lot to give back to our community. I can think of three examples where water affects me personally. I am a homeowner. One is when we get our water bill. When the water bill went up a little bit, I thought, okay, They have an explanation about it. But if I get my next water bill and we have polluted water, I'm going to be very unhappy. The second point I wanted to make is that I work at a couple of jobs. At one of the jobs, we are not allowed to drink water from the faucet. It isn't potable. We have a water cooler there. So now I can imagine how much it costs my company to pay for this water just so that we can have it to drink. It's a requirement. The third point I wanted to make is we grow herbs in our yard and in our on our back porch. And I have a running little argument with my husband. He says I don't water them enough. And I can tell him I probably don't have enough water to water them. So it's everyday things, little things. It's affecting us as consumers, as renters or homeowners, and as people who hold down jobs. If I don't shower or if I don't have safe water to drink or use, I couldn't get to work. And that's the truth. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Nancy Bono, 62 May Street, New Britain. And also, like Miss Lou, I never heard of New Britain in 1969. My parents said, you're going to Central. What? I haven't gotten out of here since. I just want to remind you, quite a few years ago when we were expanding the museum, and anyone who hasn't gone there, shame on you, Lucian Pollock, our former mayor, wanted to turn over some of the park property for people to come to our beautiful museum. People were livid. As I remember him being quoted in the paper, and I'm paraphrasing, so if I'm wrong, Lucian said he learned a lot of swear words in a lot of different languages. He was attacked from... You remember this. He was attacked by people left and right, people who had never said anything to him before. The point of this is, in New Britain, we love our parks, we love our reservoir, and people did not know enough about this. It wasn't in the report. The articles in the Herald are slim. Let's face it, the Herald's not what it should be. So I think it has to be seriously thought of because we don't want Aaron getting attacked left and right like Lucian did. But anyway, that's my point. We want our water and we want our parks.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Jessica Valentin. I live in Middletown, Connecticut. But I was born and raised in New Britain, and all my family lives here. I do not like that you're selling the water, and you haven't even educated your citizens in New Britain about what you're doing. What you put in the paper or in the news had nothing to do with what we've been reading lately. And I only found out about this 2 days ago, and I spread out papers, more than 200 papers in New Britain, and I couldn't believe not one person in New Britain was educated and didn't know what you guys were doing tonight. So I hope that you go and educate some people before you make this decision, because this is not going to stop here. And this I had enough of this. You guys are greedy. You don't think about the people, and you don't think about us. We're poor, but we live happy. You want to live a life of luxury. That's not going to happen. Not with my kids. I go hiking. I love nature. I meditate. I love the oceans. You're ruining everything. Building stuff is not, it's not working anymore. You're making it ugly. I go to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's ugly too. Enough is enough. Think about your children and their future. You guys are too materialistic. You're not thinking about our futures. That's all I have to say. And it won't stop here, because I'm going to rally it, and I'm going to tell everybody in New Britain, Middletown, because you guys want to make a big business in Connecticut. It ain't going to happen.
Thank you.
Oh, such fun. I miss this so much. Can't even tell you. Tim Stewart, 60 Whiteman Road, President of Great New Britain Chamber of Commerce.
I'm not here to speak about the Tilcott thing because it's not on your agenda, although everybody keeps referencing it. And welcome to the Democratic Town Committee's rally. I'm here to speak in support of your proposed sale of the Pattenbrook well to Southington Water. A couple of things I think you should know, and I will speak to facts. And I learned respect, too, in my house. I don't know about some of
Let's
you,
please,
but I did.
Let's please keep refraining for everyone, okay? Thank you. Excuse me. Please. Please don't be out of order, okay? Thank you.
We do a lot of things with the town of Southington as partners. We do our economic development initiatives together through the chamber, through a grant we received from the federal government. We're partners in our regional waste authority where all your garbage goes every day to Bristol, and longtime partners there. We actually started that facility with the town of Southington. We're also partners in our regional COG at CROG, used to be at CCRPA in Bristol, and we do an awful lot of things on the grant front through the federal and state government because of our partnerships together. And I tell you this because they need our help. And they need our help in providing a valuable resource to the residents, and you have the capacity to help them. Nobody doubts the fact that water is a valuable asset for everybody. Nobody's doubting that. Everybody up here is speaking how it's so great for our future. We can't get rid of this thing. A couple of things. The Pattenbrook well issue goes back to my tenure as mayor. Southington and I sat down many, many years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago, to discuss this very issue. Because of the $100,000 they were paying every single year, I proposed to them, why don't you just buy it from us, okay? We never really got into a point of talking about the price because they were really, at that time, weren't interested in purchasing it because they knew the number was going to be probably steeper than they wanted. I personally toured the site several times, most recently last week, to see what we were talking about and what kind of property this thing was. It's about a 1/6 of an acre parcel of land with a little outbuilding on it, okay? So I got inside the building, and I toured it with one of the water department's pump experts who travels the state to tour all of our water facilities that provides water to all of our residents. And for some of the people that said, we don't need water from Wilcott and from Burlington and from Bristol, that's where you get a lot of your water from. That all gets pumped into our system and out through our distribution network, and it goes to Berlin. It goes to Southington, it goes to Farmington, it goes to other places because we sell it. They're our customers, and they will continue to be our customers without Pattenbrook Well because we presently do not use that well. It hasn't been used for several years. And the last time the city used it back in 65, it went, I think during the drought of 65, 66, this thing was producing at best 1 million gallons a day. My information from our employees says that 750,000 gallons a day is a maximum output of that facility. You will get no more. You will get no more.
Mr. Stewart, I know you can go on, but we want to keep it with everyone else, as you know, and I'm sure that you can. If we could,
I'll wrap it up. People respect people's opinions.
I can't.
Here.
Okay? As much as I hate to do this, Your Honor, former mayor,
I wasn't interrupted by rude people. Yeah. I would have,
hold on,
I would have been able to continue.
There was a lot of rudeness here, and obviously, we've accepted that. But I think I would like to just. We hope that the council is going to get opportunity to discuss it. Again, I don't. Excuse me.
First of all, I'm speaking to the gentleman.
I'm speaking to the gentleman.
Last I checked, you're not running this meeting.
Rather than have any other unnecessary discourse, Mr. Stewart, I would suggest that
some of the people in this audience take a class in respect because they have none.
I've always wanted to gavel you out, but I'm not going to do that. Thank you, Mr. Stewart. I'm sorry. I have to go.
Well, I will, Dan. But thank you very much. And I know your decisions are hard, but make them in the best interest of everybody in this community.
Is there anyone?
Not the Democratic Town Committee.
Excuse me, Mr. Stewart. Thank you. Try to keep it as much as we can, but everyone needs to cooperate, and that's how it's been done. And frankly, that's been a difficult process for people who are in. Excuse me, ma'am. You really are out of order, and I would like everybody to not. Excuse me. There's a procedure here. Is there anyone else who would like to speak before the council? Yes, sir.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Bobby Beal. I live at 195 Hartford Road here in New Britain. So the vote that you're going to take, the selling of the patent book well is going to be a very important vote, because this isn't about today. Even though if the sale goes through, the city's going to get $1 million, the city is going to lose a lot more. Now, what the former mayor said just a few minutes ago, former Mayor Tim Stewart, is that what we are selling is just the well and the 1 acre of land. That's not true, because that's not what we're selling. We're selling a patent book aquifer, which is one of the most important water resources that we actually have in our city. It is a self-replenishing aquifer, which means it will never run dry, even when we're in a drought. And believe it or not, we're actually in a drought right now. Within the last week, the U.S. Meteorological Service declared that Connecticut was in a drought. And I actually took a drive past the reservoir recently, and it's pretty dry. We don't have the water right now. So the question is that I have for you guys is, why are we selling it? The patent book will, one of the most, and the aquifer, one of the most important water assets that we have, for nickels and dimes. And the second question I have is, do any of you guys know how much it's actually valued at? I actually had a really interesting, eye-opening conversation with one of the aldermen here on this council just before the public participation part of this meeting started. And myself and Mr. McNamara asked him, well, how much is it worth? Did he do the research? He couldn't answer us. No one. I sent emails. I called people. Not a single one of you could answer me. How much is it worth? So the question is, why are we in a rush? Why are we trying to push this through in hopes that nobody notices, which, by the way, everybody notices in the city of New Britain? Why are you trying to push this through, be secretive about all this, and sell it for way less than what's valued at? I don't really understand how you guys can claim to represent the people of New Britain and try to go behind our backs and bargain deal after deal, which only benefit your political careers and not the people. I am sick and tired of being lied to, of being manipulative to. I mean, this has got to stop. So the one thing I want to ask you guys is, at the very least, what you can do for us, what you can do for the people of New Britain, at the very least, is to postpone the vote. Postpone it. Gather the facts. Do your homework. Hire an independent contractor to assess the value of the property. And then once we figure out the facts, have a public hearing. Let the people know what your findings are. Compile a report. Okay. And then we can debate this. But right now...
Thank you. Mr. Berryoff, please. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Yes.
Hi, my name is Julie Colburn. I live at 104 Harrison Street. At the end of the day, everybody wants to know how much is this well worth. If we had no rainfall for 10 years, there was one bottle of water, all of you, how much is that water worth? Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak for public participation? Is there anyone else who would like to speak for public participation? Not a second chance, I'm sorry, no. We were available to speak with afterwards as well, just be noted. Anyone else like to speak for public participation? If not, we're going to close. This part of the council meeting will be coming forward for public participation at 8:19 p.m. Thank you for your involvement, and thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Mr. Sanders, we will duly do so. And is anyone from the council would like to speak at this point? Alderman Rosato.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to begin first by thanking everyone who, regardless of what you feel about the issue, had a peaceful protest outside, and I give you all credit for that. Sometimes we might get upset at you know, someone who might have a different a view on something, and they protest, and some people get upset, but you know what? It was peaceful. They were passionate about something, and they mobilized people, and I respect them, and I always respect them. And I respect the opinions of some of those that came up here and spoke, and their passion, and to see children being involved in the political process. It's a beautiful thing. And I can deal with that. Now, were all the facts that were spoken up at the spoken up during public participation factual? No. But at the end of the day, I still respect the passion. I think one of the things I do want to respond to as well is that I know that some people may be upset at some of the stances people may take here. I know that I might vote for something that people are in support of, and I might vote for something that you may be opposed to. At the end of the day, I'm supposed to tell the truth. And when I hear accusations of whether you're doing a backroom deal, benefiting, or you're well off, I know I'm not well off, so I mean, I'll look at everyone else, but I'm not, you know, I don't have loads of cash. But I know I was raised right. I thank God I have my father here, you know, who served our military for 25 years. One of the first Latino families here in the city of New Britain. And my mother, who was a school teacher, who brought me up in a Christian home and taught me to be honorable and to do things right. It's one thing for me to be against something or be opposed to somebody, but to be accused that we're doing something behind the scenes. And I know every council member here that we're all of a sudden taking money or bribes or something, we don't have any place for that. My first allegiance, being an unaffiliated person, is not to the Democrat Party. It's not to the Republican Party. It's to God. And after God, it's my family. And after that, it's the city. Now, when this issue came about, I did my homework. Well, all of us here did our homework. It was actually tabled the first time. And what happened is after it got tabled, because that's one of the things you don't read in the papers, this council has actually voted against the mayor a couple of times here where they tabled items. This is a very diverse group of people. Not everybody here is a Democrat, not everybody here is a Republican. Different backgrounds. If you look around, 7 of the 15 people on this council are of minority descent, African American and Latino. That should be celebrated. And I said this before, just because I'm Puerto Rican and I'm not a Democrat, don't make me less Puerto Rican. Okay? I love my culture. I know what, whether it's an African American community or in a Latino community, I know, growing up in the city, being in the school system, I attended school with some of you here. I know what we've had to experience in the city. I know the experiences. But to say that all of a sudden, because we don't agree with a certain issue, that all of a sudden that means we're doing something behind closed doors that's evil, is wrong. I take my job very seriously. After this issue came up, I talked to people in my ward. I represent Ward 2. Those that voted in Smith, in Chamberlain, and in the Armory. I talked to those voters. I get phone calls from those voters. I go door to door to those voters. I didn't stop going door to door when I was campaigning. I'm still going to houses now. That's my job. I hear from the people in my district. I'm not just hearing from people here. I'm hearing from people in my district. I owe it to them being a public servant. So my opinion is based on facts. My opinion is based on what I hear from people that elected me. And I assure you that everything I do before God is honorable. And I believe that people here as well, regardless of what their affiliation is. So whether you disagree with us on something, that's fine. If you're passionate and you're attacking our position, that's fine. But don't make the personal attacks. There's no place for that. There's no place for that. There's no reason that my dad has to sit here and see his son getting attacked for certain things or for another reason, whatever the motivation is, that we're some kind of person. I wasn't raised that way. I can disagree with you, but I'm not going to accuse you of anything. And I ask that for future public participation, if you have something to say and you have a disagreement with somebody, that's fine. You have positions, that's fine. But let's respect one another. And let's not just accuse people because they might have a different opinion than us. Okay, so again, thank you for the peaceful protests that you have, everyone that spoke passionately.
But please, we're better than that. Thank you.
I don't want to dispense with your time. If we ask the council because of the lateness, we can defer these. Our comments can be made during the course of the meeting, if that's okay with everyone else. We'll have opportunity to do then speak on that region. Alderman Smedley and then Alderman Carlozzi, if you could keep it brief, please, so we can move on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will adhere to your request, but I would ask that the audience would also honor that request and stay for our regular scheduled meeting. It does not end when Alderman Salerno bangs the gavel. The real council meeting will begin, and this issue will be brought up again. So I do encourage you all to stay and be active listeners during that meeting. Unfortunately, you can't respond to us during that meeting. We can only speak with each other. That's just written in the city ordinance. But I do have some misinformation that I would like to hopefully correct during that time period, and I do hope that you all stay to honor our meeting. Thank you.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, thank you to everybody that came out tonight to speak. This is something that obviously in this country you have the right to do, is to speak out. Whether people agree or disagree, it's your right to do so. I'm going to echo what Alderman Smedley just mentioned. Please stay for the meeting. Don't all just walk out. Please do stay for the meeting. It's very important that you see how the discussion is handled and how the votes are cast. I'm going to also ask very respectfully that you be respectful during the meeting. Okay? I know this is very emotional. It's a very emotional issue for me. I happen to agree with the majority of everyone that spoke tonight. A couple of the first speakers I disagree with. But the rest of you, I do agree with your positions. But I am going to also tell you, be respectful. There's no reason to call out things that are, you know, while people are speaking, and especially during the council meeting. And there's no reason to make personal attacks. I did hear some personal attacks on our mayor and other council members, and there's really no place for that. Make your points, speak about what is important to you, but please don't make it personal. You're going to hear me speak, and I pray that I am not going to make it personal. But I'm very, very, I have a very strong position on this subject, and I plan on speaking it. But I hope my comments are to the facts and not personal, because at the end of the day, we're going to vote, and then we have other city business to take care of, and we have to work in a bipartisan fashion. So please, please, please be respectful. Thank you.
As the chair of the public participation, I just want to make one other comment. I want to echo what Alderman Smedley and Alderman Carlozzi did say, that there is a process and there is a procedure, and we have to follow it. And part of it is for our you know, our own recognition of each other. As respectful citizens, we can't agree to disagree. So I just want to pass that on. And we always tell members of the community when they're here, stay for meetings, stay for subcommittee meetings. A lot of information that we've talked about that we will discuss in the meeting will be presented. And from that standpoint, it is not the fact, and I want to only comment, it's not the fact that we have not provided information or education through a variety of ways. And I just want to be able to make that clear. That's on behalf of all the council members here who have really done their due diligence and had discussions and debate about this issue and every issue that comes before this council. And I just want to just say that's very important for us to all understand. Encourage your participation, certainly, but be civil. Thank you very much. We'll be starting momentarily.